This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Mark Scanlon. Mark is with the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA. Mark Scanlon set to join us here in just a few moments. First off, Scott Richmond is chief economist with the Renewable Fuels Association, or RFA. Says when it comes to 2024, this is a year we'll remember as being a big year.
Well, actually, we're going to be at or near record production this year. We've had several weeks where, according to the Department of Energy, we've hit record levels, and we've been really firing on all cylinders all year. And as you mentioned, production and the demand side are related. We've had good news on the demand side, and that's let us keep going on the production side.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Mark Scanlon. Mark is Senior Vice President, Ag and Rural America with the Independent Community Bankers of America, and they are online at icba.org. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Tony. Good to be back.
Well, as we roll into this holiday season, definitely is a lot that's going on right now, but it's also just kind of highlighting that as we get to the end of the season and end of the year, we see a lot of activity in community banks. What's the role of community banks in serving ag producers as well as just rural America in general?
Thanks for the question. There's about 4,600 banks in the United States, and community banks represent 97% of those 4,600 banks. And we have about 70 to 75% of banks, community banks in rural areas. They provide about 80% of the farm real estate loan financing and 75% of the farm operating debt. So they're very big in terms of the agricultural scene and in terms of how much they contribute from the overall banking community to farmers and ranchers and our rural citizens and rural America. They provide a very vital link because they are high touch type of operations. They know their customers. Many cases they've known them for many years and they walk in the door and greet each other on a first name basis. So I think they play a very vital role. They're very important in ensuring that farmers and ranchers and others in rural America have access to financing, which is very important to keep their operations going.
You know, I would imagine financing in larger cities to, businesses outside of ag is one thing, but really serving rural areas and especially ag, you have to have knowledge of what you're doing. You don't just jump into this space, do you?
No, it's very technical in many cases. And, with agriculture, it can be a very cyclical business. And it's also impacted by forces that are beyond our control with adverse weather that's unpredictable. And so you kind of, have to know what's gone on before and what to expect. And agriculture operates with very tight margins. So, you need to be aware of what you're doing as a banker in order to be able to help customers that are operating on thin margins. And there's a variety of different types of customers, from young farmers to many that have been in business for decades. So, you have to know the business model that they're operating under and kind of what their situation is. So that's where the high touch, know your customer type of relationship is very vital.
Yeah, Mark, I'm just kind of curious though, as we start thinking about the refinancing next year for those operations that run on a calendar year, it must be extremely difficult trying to figure out a plan for a customer when you don't know all the variables. And one of the variables, farm bill. I mean, we're operating without a new farm bill, without an extension of a farm bill. And what kind of a challenge does that present?
Well, it would be good to get a farm bill enacted. And I know Congress has worked hard on it, but there's some, you know, partisan differences and so forth. But a farm bill, a five-year farm bill, provides a both a short-term and longer-term outlook, and so that lenders and their farmers can draw up a business plan for the next, you know, 3 to 5 years and what their operation is going to look like. Having a farm bill allows them to know that. I think we're in a situation now where we have a lame duck session that Congress will only be in about 3 more weeks and then adjourn for the year. I don't think they're going to get a new farm bill done in time this year. I think they'll probably extend the farm bill for another year, but we are hopeful that they will enact an emergency farm aid package, an income package, and that could give a real boost to farmers to help, you know, them get through this situation where they've had, in some cases, very bad weather situations with the hurricane and so forth, the two hurricanes that have come through, but also lower income because of falling commodity prices.
With all of this, we've heard, you know, some swirling around D.C. and outside of D.C. among commodity groups about this idea of an emergency farm aid package. And this might be part of a farm bill, or it might be something completely separate. But would ICBA support some kind of emergency farm aid package, and why?
We would support a farm aid package. I know Congressman Kelly has one introduced that he's called the Farm Act, has over 60 co-sponsors on that bill in the House. I think that bill number is 10045, if your listeners are interested in looking that up. But we believe that would be a good package, and hopefully something like that will pass. I don't know if that would be the exact package that passes. Congress, you know, will have to debate the specific provisions in that bill. I think the price tag on that has been estimated about $20 billion. But that bill or something like it we think would be very good, because in you either have adverse weather situations that have impacted a lot of community bank customers who have farming operations, or simply a low commodity price situation where the cost of production is much higher than the prices that they're getting from their commodities, even if they get a very good yield in some areas. So we've heard from bankers in the South who say that some of their producers are going to lose $65 to $200 per acre on what they grow. And we've heard from bankers in Illinois and upper Midwestern states who've talked about the low returns or negative returns that producers will have, even if they have good yields. So we are concerned. Not all producers are impacted the same way, but there's enough concern that we think something like that would be useful. And if it passed, it would help farmers' cash flow, showing that they're breaking even, and that would help them as they seek to access credit from bankers, and it would allow bankers to explain to their examiners that these producers are going to be able to make it and that they shouldn't classify the loans that they're making to farmers. So I think, you know, it will help the agricultural community and the communities that these producers live in.
So we've talked about farm bill. We've talked about maybe some emergency farm aid package, but and again, you just said there's really only days left to this congressional session. So if we were to look forward to 2025 and the next Congress, again, once you seat a new Congress, you've got 2 years to get something done. Anything that starts now, if it's not done by the end of the year, you just lose it. So when we look to 2025 and that next Congress, are there some legislative priorities that are on your to-do list?
Yes, and, you know, the Farm Bill, if they do extend it for another year, as expected, then I would also expect that they will come back early next year and maybe have a few hearings. I don't think they need as many hearings as they've on this new farm bill because they've already had a lot. So I think they could go through a committee process where they pass a new bill. And the good thing about that is the text has already been written with the House Ag Committee's farm bill, and the Senate has been working on text as well. So I think they could pass bills out of those, out of the House and Senate Ag Committees fairly soon in the next year, so that maybe by spring or early summer you're having a farm bill that is marching towards the floor and getting passed. So I think they could act relatively quickly on that. I would say also the tax package coming out of, extend the tax cuts. I think that will be one of the first big bills out of the gate as well. And we're certainly supportive of that. And there's a lot in those, in the tax package for agriculture as well. So those two issues will be, I think, early out of the gate in 2025.
Well, I know we've touched on a lot of different things here, but again, when we talk about the Independent Community Bankers of America, can we find out more about ICBA and, you know, what's available? Is it online?
Yes, we have a website, icba.org, and a lot of our materials are online, so you can go on and look at our, you know, press releases and policy positions and letters and so forth. So we have quite an array of materials covering the full banking regime that is before Congress that we're working with, and also we work a lot with regulators on new regulations, and then just a number of educational items as well. So at that website, www.icba.org, you'll find a lot of our materials.
Again, Mark Scanlon is Senior Vice President for Ag and Rural America with the Independent Community Bankers of America online, icba.org. It's the Agribusiness Report.
West Texas Attachments is your one-stop shop for skid steer attachments for your farm, ranch, or dairy. Whether you need hay spikes, buckets, brush and rock grapples, brush mowers, or post drivers, West Texas Attachments has them. West Texas Attachments serves the entire Texas Panhandle, South Plains, and Low Rolling Plains, and they offer low-cost delivery to your area. When it comes to skid steer attachments, look no further than West Texas Attachments. Call Brad at 806-778-2834 or visit westtexasattachments.com to find the tools you need today.
Want to turn your truck into the ultimate workhorse or off-road beast? The possibilities are endless when you visit Rascal Supply Co. in Lubbock. Rascal has truck accessories, truck beds, bumpers, bed covers, lift kits, toolboxes, leveling kits, and so much more. Come see us at 10307 North U.S. Highway 87 or call 806-300-8007 for Rascal Supply.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today, Mark Scanlon with the Independent Community Bankers.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Special guest Mark Scanlon, Independent Community Bankers of America, and online ICBA.org.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turn roads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
West Texas Attachments is your one-stop shop for skid steer attachments for your farm, ranch, or dairy. Whether you need hay spikes, buckets, brush and rock grapples, brush mowers, or post drivers, West Texas Attachments has them. West Texas Attachments serves the entire Texas Panhandle, South Plains, and Low Rolling Plains, and they offer low-cost delivery to your area. When it comes to skid steer attachments, look no further than West Texas Attachments. Call Brad at 806-778-2834 or visit westtexasattachments.com to find the tools you need today.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
The intent and end goal of the recently announced National Milk Testing Strategy, designed to expand monitoring, detection, and response efforts to H5N1 in dairy cattle, according to Julie Gauthier of the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service.
We've got five stages identified. These aren't necessarily linear. States do not have to move through every stage. There's a lot of flexibility. Ultimately, at the end of this process, we want to be able to declare the United States free of avian influenza in dairy cattle.
Information webinars are also scheduled by APHIS for Tuesday and Wednesday this week by invitation to state animal health officials and dairy regulators to learn more about the national plant silo monitoring and sample procedures. The new strategy is the latest effort in a detection and prevention approach, including increased biosecurity and research. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.